Hello, my name is Coach Tina Ramsey, and I am the founder of Homeschooling in Oils. Yes, formerly known as Lakeshore Academy Ideas. You will notice on our channel, you will hear reference to the Tina Ramsey Show, Lakeshore Academy Ideas, and also Homeschooling in Oils. You know why? It's because we have some amazing sponsors, and we're one and the same. We focus on business, wellness, and life. On our Homeschooling in Oils podcast, we focus on giving you assistance and help in three areas: homeschooling, wellness, and life. And also, we touch on the experience of homeschooling a child with multiple learning differences, such as dyslexia, ADD, ADHD, autism, dyspraxia, and the list goes on. We also tackle the topic of the emotional side of homeschooling and the challenges that it can bring, and how we use essential oils and foods in order to balance those pecky little icky little emotions all naturally. We will help you with finding resources, free and inexpensive curriculum, and we also provide coaching for homeschooling parents who are frustrated and need to de-stress and reboot their homeschooling experience. We are so happy that you are here listening to Homeschooling in Oils podcast, and make sure to follow us on all social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube at Homeschooling in Oils. And if you would like to be a featured guest to share your homeschooling journey on Homeschooling in Oils podcast, go to our email at homeschoolingandoils@gmail.com. That's homeschoolingandoils@gmail.com, and send us an email saying that you want to be a featured guest. And I forgot to say, we're also going to be featuring some amazing homeschooling parents who are super parents in regards to homeschooling. So welcome to the family at Homeschooling in Oils, the place to be to learn all about homeschooling, wellness, and life. Hello, hello, everybody. How are you doing on this beautiful Friday. Okay, my day's running in together. Yes, it is. I know you know what I'm talking about. All right, for those of you who do not know what this is, you have been anticipating, you have been waiting for, boom, Heal the Honeypot TV. And we are bringing some amazing entrepreneurs, some amazing business owners that you need to know in homeschooling. Why you need to know this person? Well, I know you see her beautiful face right here on this screen. So let me go ahead and introduce her to you. I am so happy to have the owner of GooseGooseDuck.com. Don't you like the way that sounds? GooseGooseDuck.com. This is the amazing Monica Dorsey. And she is the founder, CEO, and owner of this amazing Black History curriculum. And she is going to grace us with her presence on today. So before we get all the way started, let me go ahead over here and do some little things. You know, your girl always have to be doing something for you. So yes, I do. So I hope that you guys are having an amazing day, in spite of all the weather things that's going on. So I'm so happy that we're able to come to you live and keep our promise at 5:30, because let me tell you, the storm over here was no joke. But all right, as always, I want you guys to watch, like, follow, and share this video with everyone that you know, because we're going to be talking about Black history, and we have Miss Monica Dorsey. How are you, love? How are you?
I'm excited to be here today. Thank you so much for hosting me. I appreciate it.
Oh, it's no problem. You guys, she's being all humble. But I don't worry, I'm going to pull it out of her, because she got some amazing things going on. And she going to have to just let us know so we'll know what to do. I know you want to know about GooseGooseDuck.com. So, Monica, tell us about what is GooseGooseDuck.com.
All right, GooseGooseDuck.com. We introduce young learners to notable Black Americans throughout history. And we do that with videos, also lesson plans, and interactive activities that are suitable for the age group.
Oh, okay.
For the babies.
All right. So her curriculum is geared towards our young learners. And you know how important it is for us to mold the minds of our little princesses and little princes in a great way. And her curriculum gives a foundation for us to learn about ourselves in a positive light. Now, we don't have to go down the dark road about how history just not always the way it wrapped up to be when we read in books about our history. And so what I like about her curriculum is that she sheds light on the positivity of what we contribute to society from our Black history. And we need to know where we came from in order to know where we got to go, right? Mm-hmm. That's what we do. So Monica, I'm asking the viewers, would you like to teach Black history to your little ones in a way that can nurture their spirit? Well, Monica, tell us, how does your curriculum help nurture the spirit?
Okay, first of all, we have the well-being of our children in mind. You notice that when you see history, first of all, the concept of history is very difficult for young learners, right? At that time, it's a time of discovery. They're learning who they are. It's self-development and understanding their self-identity. And so it's very difficult sometimes to introduce these, the hard history. So we start off in a way that just nurtures them as far as understanding that people who look like them have done so many positive things right here in America. So how we do this is we take away the labels. We never have long biographies that are boring, that they can't digest. We don't worry about timelines. They're not ready for that yet. They don't have that concept down. But what they do understand is these qualities and skills that these amazing people have that we can reflect that in them. And they can see that in themselves. And it just builds a foundation from there that they have a capable mindset that they can grow from that point and knowing that they are special and the people before them are special. And we can continue to do this throughout in the future.
Well, Monica, thank you for sharing that. You know, I really like the fact that you have lesson plans, you have different things broke down. You even touch into the world of STEM. And we know that STEM is very popular now. But could you just enlighten us a little bit about what you bring to the table with GooseGooseDuck.com for our young learners?
All right. So we understand that children at this age, they need to interact. You can't just give them an entire life story. It's too much for them to digest. So what we do is we break down each notable character into a characteristic or skill. So let's take Frederick Douglass, okay? He has such an amazing story. He had a thirst for knowledge, even as a young child. And we can relate this to our own children and explain to them about independent learning and then do an activity that relates to independent learning. So they're learning a little bit about Frederick Douglass, but learning about themselves. Because at this point, that right now the development is about themselves. And then you can move on to how he learned how to read and how he learned how to write. And you go ahead and give them activities for each of these different really skill sets. So for STEM, you want to do some experimentation. You will do literacy games. So let's say for Frederick Douglass, we'll do a literacy game where we're learning about communication because he was a speaker. So we talk about their greatness and then relate it back to an activity. And it really depends on what figure we're speaking about, what activity we do. So let's say Garrett Morgan. You can experiment in the kitchen to learn about a new invention or creation. And you have your child do that. So they're involved and they're excited. And then you bring the learning to them. You don't hide the learning. You let them become excited about learning because they're learning about this amazing figure that they at that time they knew nothing about, but then they know and it's natural to them.
I love it. I love how you explain it. And you are so right. I think with this modern day era, we get so caught up in electronics that we forget the essence of children learning from life, learning from playing, learning from doing.
Yeah.
And to be honest, there has been some studies that shows that this generation of children lack the soft skills that they need because we're so technology driven. It's not a bad thing, but it's not all the way good to be on electronics 24/7. So I love the way your curriculum engaged the whole young person and build up pride and excitement, but on their level. It's not too much for them to handle. to call it anxiety, but it's enough to make them feel proud of themselves.
Right. Each activity is about 15 minutes long. Ooh. And right. So we tell you exactly what to say to the student. I should say to the child, because it's your child, but it's your child. So you tell them what we tell you exactly what to say, but you can also improvise because you know your child the best. So we give you a great guideline, but also if you're not sure exactly how to teach, we show you how to give an open-ended question so you can listen to them and you can communicate with them. Because that's just important to learn more about your child, and they get this safe space. They learn very young that they can talk to you, you can interact. It's okay to make mistakes. Mm-hmm. They're not really mistakes, for becoming better. And when they feel comfortable with you as their parent, later on when it comes time for those hard questions, they come to you, they're ready. They're ready for it, they're stronger, and they know mom and dad, they're there for me.
Well, you know, I am loving it. We actually have a comment coming in, and it says, hello, I definitely want more hands-on learning in my homeschool. Yes, well, if you want more hands-on learning, you need to definitely go to goosegooseduck.com. That's goosegooseduck.com. And let's see, we have another viewer, Monument Mom. How you doing? She said, hello. And we also have another comment says, what are the ages in the grade range?
Okay. Because we focus on young learners where it's open book at that time, we start from 4 to age 6. However, we have found that parents have reported that their children who are 9, even 10 years old, mm-hmm. they find great value because they're learning about someone they knew nothing about. And when you see someone that looks like you and they're doing exciting things, they get excited. And so you have the lessons plans where if the child's a little bit older, they can help the younger student. But also we have levels or challenge levels with each lesson. So if you have a pre-reader, the instructions are different for someone who is a reader, as well as, because we think that we don't want to have these ranges as far as this is the best, this is the most that your child can do. Because when you're one-on-one, it's possibilities are just endless. So we make sure that there's this wide range for skill levels. So we say 4 to 6. Because it's soft history. We don't get into the hard facts. We just introduce characters. If you're teaching your older children, you should bring in additional research and talk a little bit more about, get a little deeper with the topics. But as far as academics, up to age 9 or 10 can actually enjoy these activities on the academic side as well.
I love it because of the simple fact that one thing that I have grown to love about homeschooling, even if you have a book that is geared towards a fifth grader, you can adapt that book to any grade level you want based on the amount of information you add to it. So don't put yourself in a box thinking, oh, I have a middle schooler. Oh, I have a high schooler. I can't use goosegooseduck.com. Yes, you can. You can use goosegooseduck.com as a foundation to build for your your middle school, your high school learner, because we do need some guidance on this because a lot of our history is hidden, the good stuff. Yes. So they've done the work. We have some more comments coming on in here. Gladys, how you doing? She said, hello, beautiful people. Hello. And she also said, yes to Black History. I'm incorporating it this year. And she said, I watched that video yesterday. So said, yes, it's a lot that's going on. And so it's good to have individuals like Monica Dorsey that is spearheading Black history in a positive way that adapts to our unique learners, meaning it's appropriate for their age, because some things are just not appropriate for a younger child versus an older child because their emotional ages are different.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. So we are getting ready to go to a commercial break, and we will be back in a moment. So enjoy our commercial. Hello, and we are back to Heal the Honeypot TV. My name is Tina Ramsey, and I am your host on today. And we have the amazing Monica Dorsey. So she is explaining to us about her amazing curriculum, goosegooseduck.com. Don't you just love hearing that name? I mean, just hearing it make you happy and make me want to giggle. But anyway, I absolutely love what she's doing in regards to bringing positivity to our amazing culture as Black people and adapting in such a way that our young learners can, like, they can just absorb it. Mm-hmm. And she provides a way to make it so fun. So I am just excited about it. So remember to like, share, and comment. Like, share, follow, and comment, and make sure in the top of the description of this video, you will see all the information that is for this amazing business owner, Mrs. Monica Dorsey from goosegooseduck.com. You'll be able to get in contact with her through her links and be able to support her business and get your homeschoolers on the way of a road of learning our true Black history in a way that can totally bring them pride. So, Monica, I am so happy to have you back. For those of you, she actually do STEM. She do literacy. She do it all. This is duckduckgoose.com. We got another comment. So let's see what's going on over here in comment world. Let's see. Who want to say something to Monica? She said, these lesson plans are awesome. I love Goose Goose Duck. Wow. Thank you. You have one of your people. They're like, I know you love it. It's about us. I know you love it. Well, yeah. Anyway, so what we're going to do right now, Monica, I want us to talk a little bit about your lessons, because I know we talked about it a little bit, but you have different facets of your lessons, and I want you to explain them so they can understand some more of the amazingness that you're actually doing with your Black history curriculum.
All right.
You can go ahead.
I thought you had a slide for me. I'm sorry.
Okay. All right. Well, you want me to go ahead and put up the slides now? I would definitely do so. All right. So as I am doing this for Monica, she actually was so gracious enough to provide us some examples of her curriculum, of the lesson plan, because you know how as homeschoolers, time and time again, we get so caught up in the cover, the description of something, and we automatically think it's going to work for us. And once we get it, we're like, uh-oh, this is not for me. So she was so gracious enough to show us an idea of what you're going to be getting with her curriculum. So here we go.
All right. So for each activity pack, it concentrates on one notable figure. What we have up here is a lesson number 4 for Frederick Douglass. And I think we talked about this a little bit earlier. This one is about how he learned how to write. So as you can see, we start off by explaining exactly what to say to the student. You can go word by word verbatim, or you can just, you know, understand it and explain it to how best your child can understand. Under that, we also put something for the parent. So you understand why you're saying this, why are you introducing this to your child in this format? But this is basic right here. So this right here, we're talking about just writing. And of course, we need as much practice in that as possible. With this, instead of just saying, here's your lesson plan for writing, let's just write today. We've already talked about Frederick Douglass and what an amazing man he is. And we're saying to the student or that your child, we want to become confident writers. This is the reason why. And so then we pull out your worksheet. And I always say, if you can reuse materials, reuse them. So of course, laminate everything up. And if you have a pre-reader, they can practice their alphabet. Have them write every day their other alphabet. But what's great about what we do, we have up here is our affirmations. And so if you have an older student and they're ready for sentences, instead of just writing sentences, why don't we just go ahead and have them write something that's going to affirm them? So I am super smart. Whatever it is that you think will motivate your child, have them do their affirmations every day. And a great way to do that is just with writing. So we can laminate this. We'll have extra copies on the back where you can put your own affirmations for your child. And we just like to not just use academics, but also work on just building the foundation of their mental development is also their academic. And I'm sorry, I'm not a talker. I am a writer, as you can tell. Here's one of the, as you can see here, two for Queen. Usually when we have these materials, you'll see a Caucasian in that as Queen. But we always want to make sure that we affirm them and say, look, everything that we're doing, we're positive and we're thinking about ourselves, and it's not seeing us as a secondary character in our lives. We want to just make sure that we're number one in how we're presenting our materials. We can move to the next slide. I'm sorry. Oh, okay. So here, this is actually another activity where we talk about communication. Of course, Frederick Douglass was an advisor. And so it's great. And here I am babbling on and on, but we want our children to grow up to be wonderful communicators, right? So here we have a game. So we're showing here that all the materials that you need are already here. There's many times you'll get an activity book and it says, oh, 200 activities for your child. And you might have the materials for maybe two of the activities. But with our packets, everything is already there. It's already included. And so you just have to print it out and we'll give the instruction on exactly how to go about to present the materials and how to go ahead and do the game with your child, depending on their skill level or in the challenge set. Monica, are you all with me? Because I talk fast and furious all the time.
I understood everything you said. You did an amazing job. See, Monica, she just be thinking, overthinking this stuff.
I overthink.
Is what you're doing amazing, because at the end of the day, we are technology. We are keeping it going. And you explained it very, very well. And you came through and precise, because this gives them kind of the windows behind the curriculum and hearing your thought process so they can understand where they actually fall within the curriculum. I love the way you explain the journey with the lesson. So as you can see, she had the lesson plan. For those of you, I know you'd be calling because I'm a homeschooling consultant and you'd be like, I need somebody to do a lesson plan. She already did it for you. Only thing you had to do is follow it. She also has different little activities that you can do with them to build not only their writing ability, but their mobile skill, their writing ability, their skills. And Monica, give kudos to you for giving us the, putting us in the picture, allowing for them to see themselves in representation. So it can say, hey, I can be a queen, I can be a king, or I am. And so the affirmations is genius, because it took me becoming an adult before I really understood affirmations and becoming an entrepreneur. I really never thought about it. I mean, I love poetry, but not affirmations. They're two different things. And so I'm like, how much I missed out on not doing that. And it helps with positivity of the mind. We have a comment coming in. All right, let's see. She said, yes. See, I told you, they loving it. They loving it, Monica. Someone said, I can't wait to read the lesson.
Yes.
See?
If you think about it, if we say, you know, there's a cowboy named Robert Lemons, and he was the greatest Mustanger that ever lived, right? We say that to an adult. And he owned 1,200 acres of land. And he was a gentleman rancher. Then you say he's a Black man. And it's Black people go, what? Let me check that out. But you tell that to a child and you just say Bob Lemons had a ranch. It's fact. They just know it. And all the positive attributes that come from that, they instill it inside of themselves. So we're not changing mindsets. We're building the foundation. So they know I can do this. I can make the best ice cream like Augustus Jackson. You know, he was a successful businessman in Philadelphia pre-Civil War. And he was a wholesaler to the other Black shops, right? Do we know about this about ourselves? But you tell a young child and they know it from the beginning, and they start saying, my mindset, I am capable, I can, and they know it. It's not a question. Yeah. And so it seems so silly that we're like, oh, these are, you know, just little lesson plans. But if you tell them about these people, they become excited. It reflects on themselves, and then they become excited about their own lives. And we can be leaders. Like you said, we can be leaders and know at a young age, we're leaders. And even if you don't want to be an entrepreneur, you can sell your own ship. You can do whatever you want to do. And it's important for our babies, I'm telling you. Yes.
It's very important. And we have another comment. She said, I can't wait to use it. Comments coming in like crazy. She said, this curriculum is perfect for new homeschoolers and for families with working parents. Yes, Monument Mom, because it takes the load off the working homeschooling parent, because you already done it for us, Monica.
It's already there. It's there. You just got to pull it out, get your glue sticks out and get ready, get your scissors.
She said, what's the name of your curriculum? Tell them, Monica, what's the name of your curriculum?
We're just Goose Goose Duck. We're activity packs for 4 to 6 year olds. We're nothing fancy. And we are Goose Goose Duck because at the very beginning, I have two young daughters. I have a 6 year old and a 3 year old. And when my 6 year old was younger, we were looking for videos to help them with their ABCs and numbers so she can, you know, reinforce that. And it was all nothing. They didn't look like her. Mm-hmm. And so we said, you know, what if we can take this a step further? And what if we talked about Bessie Coleman instead of Little Red Riding Hood? And they're learning that at a young age, and she's learning that instead of this, I don't want to, there's lessons in the other, but let's flip it and let's be Goose Goose Duck. And we're going to tell our history in full color. Let's do it.
I love it. For those of you who are just joining, this is the amazing owner of goosegooseduck.com. That's goosegooseduck.com. She develops Black history for us and is customized to help children at younger age to build a solid foundation. She creates curriculum that is seeing us within it. So you will see the characters being in Black, which is very, very important, and it's helping them. We have another comment. She said, I'm just joining, but it sounds good. Oh, it is good. GooseGoose.com is where it's at. She says, perfect. And she says, I'm interested. Okay. Only thing you have to do, Angela, is the description in the video above this video. It's a description. It has her Amazon links. It has her website. It has everything that you need to know in order to totally go ahead and get the curriculum on today. She said, that's great. Woo, the comments coming in. Me. I can't hardly keep up. She says, my five-year-old loves these lessons. Yay. All right, you guys. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for commenting. But you know, as always, we are going to take a short commercial break and we're going to come right back. And then we're going to share something special with you that she is actually doing. What it is, can I say samples? So we'll see you in a few moments.
Ladies, do you want your honey pot to be cool, dry, and fresh? Go to healthehoneypot.com to order your feminine hygiene products today. You deserve the very best.
All right, so we have that, and we are just so excited to have Monica. Yes, Monica Dorsey from DuckDuckGoose.com. She is amazing creator of DuckDuckGoose.com, which specializes in our Black history, taught our way, taught from us, and taught the truth. Now, you know, I ain't about to go too deep on y'all today, but y'all know what I mean. You know what I mean. So taught in a positive way that our children can digest it and become proud. Oh, we have some more comments coming in. Oh, my goodness. Thank you, you guys, for watching. Blowing up. She said, Monica, could your lesson work for older children? I have an 8-year-old. Monica?
Yes. I suggest you look at the Gwendolyn Brooks for sure. Check out Frederick Douglass as well. Robert Lemon's, it can be for older children, but where it's really focused on the younger, the 4 to 6, right there in that range. I say this because we challenge the child in every lesson plan. However, depending on what the subject, so we have someone like a Gwendolyn Brooks, we're talking about poetry, right? So we talk about rhymes and patterns and creating our own poetry. And 8-year-old, they're about it. We show you how to teach it. So we start with a simple poem and we move on up. For that 8-year-old, oh yeah, all day long. Whereas whatever the 5-year-old is writing, it's special, it's for them. And the 8-year-old, it's another form of expression. So absolutely pick it up. And you're also, if you're introducing this notable person to your child, and if they're 8 years old, if you're a 22-year-old and you didn't know who she was, you need to pick it up and find out.
Exactly.
You have this supplement and she has her own books and you go ahead and buy her books.
So
thank you. And so she said, "Ask for samples." Yes, I'm gonna. We're gonna talk about it in a minute. And another person in the samples. We're gonna talk about that. I mean, boy, y'all really heard me before I went to that commercial, didn't you?
I understand.
She said, "I'm definitely interested because I'm teaching my little ones. I am so happy that you are doing this for the number one, seeing the importance of adding our history within the curriculum that we teach for our babies because it's so." So important for us to teach that positivity for them to see that, hey, we're amazing. Yes, we are. For those of you who are just tuning in, this is Heal the Honeypot TV. We talk about everything from health and wellness, homeschooling, and entrepreneurship. And on today, we share with you amazing business owners that are doing their thing up in the community. And things that I think you should know about. And she is one of these amazing people. Who is she? She is Monica Dorsey, the founder, owner, and CEO of GooseGooseDuck.com. Can you say that three times? Probably not. But remember, GooseGooseDuck.com. And for those of you who are can actually see the description of this video, boom, all of her information is up there. You guys was asking some questions. She specialized in Black history curriculum. She does STEM. She does lesson plans. She does affirmations for our young ones. She has a little bit of it all. And GooseGooseDuck.com has learning packets so you don't have to do the planning. Thank you, Monica.
We even do arts and crafts. So, right. Wrap it up with art and crafts. It's there. It's in the packet. Print it out. Get your glue sticks. Get ready. It's already there.
Listen, you guys, if you would like to be a business spotlight just like Monica, you need to get in contact with me after this video. Now, keep in mind, I get a lot of messages, so you have to wait till I get back with you. But I will, because if you have something that you feel that our community or everyone in general needs to know, then you need to be on Heal the Honeypot TV. Now, Monica, you know what? I'm going to make y'all wait a little bit longer. I made y'all wait a little bit longer. Y'all said, Tina ain't right. Tina not right. You know what I'm doing? We're going to go to some commercials again. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about, you already know because you came back in the comments where, you know, samples. Did y'all hear it? Samples. But let's go ahead to a commercial. And
ladies, do you?
Why is she dancing with pads? She's getting down though. Is it because she's comfortable? Is it because she's fresh? Or maybe it's just because she knows that she has on the best pad ever? Ladies, have you ever used a pad that just make you feel like dancing? Ooh, child. All I know is that you will dance too with our toxic free pads at healthehoneypot.com. On this journey, I found myself on the road through personal pain and discovery. I found out that there were so many women and young girls who suffered just like me due to having a lack of information about our bodies. I knew then that it was up to me to help and share what I know. So I traveled on the road that has many ups and downs in order to empower and inform young girls that there is a better way. And I'm yet on this road again, which is very uncertain, but there are many bright moments along the way with inspiring the next young generation of ladies to take control of their bodies, health, and minds on this road. I find myself moved with compassion and empathy for the moms who just don't know. That's why I go to many places, near and far, to inspire, to educate, to empower the next generation of women and young girls to take complete control of our minds, our bodies, and our health. All right, and we're back, and we have, welcome back to Heal the Honey Pot TV. My name is Tina Ramsey, and I am the host, and I am happy to have the amazing owner of GooseGooseDuck.com. She is explaining to us all the amazingness that she has over there in regards to Black history for our little ones, that FYI can be adapted for our older students too, so don't put yourself in the box, because that's the problem we can get about them boxes on today with GooseGooseDuck.com. She has Black history. And Monica, you know, they have been waiting, hunty, and anticipating. They are paying attention. Because when I slipped and said that S word, they was like, girl, forget whatever else you said. Get back to the S word. What is the S word? You see, we have fun over here. So, Monica, tell them about this S word if you're just tuning in, because the other people already know. So tell them about it.
All right. All right. So with Goose Goose Duck, we offer lesson plans, which actually are activity packs, because everything's in there. We have our lesson plans, you have activities, and there's even a video. So you can actually, before you start learning, you get to watch the video to get the kids ready to go, so they can focus in and get ready to learn. So what we have for you today is we have a free sample, which are four lessons about Frederick Douglass. It's part of our premium pack. Yeah, it's the real deal. Because, yeah, you might have seen this before, but this is just the premium version we have here. And what it does is it lets you be able to experience the plan so you can see, okay, how do I present? You'll see the ease with which you present it to the children. You'll get to see how excited they are to actually learn about these wonderful, amazing people, as well as you'll have all the materials ready to go. So we want you to actually test drive it. We want you to try it out and see how it is for your child. And we think you'll find it refreshing. And we actually believe that you will know the difference. You'll realize what you were missing. You didn't know you were missing it. You were missing it. So just go ahead, download it, print it on out, give it a try. No pressure on yourself or your child. Take your time through each activity. Because actually these plans, they're 4 to 6 week plans with your children. That's how much learning, interactive learning there is with these packs. So go ahead, get in there, get started. And then you'll see them get excited. Their eyes are going to get light up. And they're going to say, oh, Mom, what are we going to learn? What about Frederick Douglass? What's the next time? They're going to want to sit down with you and learn. Don't take my word for it. Click, click, click. Find out for yourself. Please give us a try.
Exactly. So, Monica, thank you so much for providing this free sample resource for all of us, the homeschool world, the ones who are now homeschooling due to the pandemic. Listen, she has you covered. If you are on the hunt for Black history positive curriculum that is geared towards nurturing the young minds of our children in a positive way, that's not only information, but it's interactive, it's moving, it's art, it's a little bit of everything, and it's planned out for you. I mean, it's a no-brainer. GooseGooseDuck.com is the place to go if you want a one-stop shop, because I know a lot of you out there, y'all want to have this box curriculum. But guess what? This a box in a different wrapper. You need it. That's because right. It's a box curriculum. So she done it for you. Thank you. Thank you, Monica. Oh, we have some comments. Let's go ahead and check these comments, because I know y'all just blow it up in here today. All right. They said, wait, we have one person say, yay! And then she said, thank you. I was looking for something earlier. And look at God. I will definitely try it and purchase it. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for supporting this amazing Black curriculum, Black history curriculum business owner, Mrs. Monica Dorsey from GooseGooseDuck.com. And this other viewer, they said, thank you. We really appreciate all of you not only watching, but participating and being appreciative of that, because she didn't have to do this. So I appreciate you, Monica, actually doing this for our audience over here at Heal the Honey Pot TV. And I also want to share something with you. Now, she probably don't know I'm going to share it, but I'm going to share it anyway. Listen, she's not only an amazing business owner. This is why she is on this show today, because I not only want to showcase her business in the best possible way, because you need to know about what she's doing and how she is helping us teach history our way in a positive way. But you also need to know that she gives back. But those of you who know me, you know that I do a lot of philanthropy work within the community, but I can't do it by myself. I wish I could, but I just can't. And so she is one of the amazing business owners that actually contributed to our Casa Family Systems fundraiser, where we are raising funds to give PAS away to the women and the young girls in Casa Family Systems for absolutely free. I thank you so much for not only, she didn't know I was going to do this. So she probably like, oh. So I want to thank you personally for doing that, because this is a business owner that you want to support. When you see individuals without the cameras on that not only help behind the scenes, but she's also helping you now with these free packets. And Lord knows, we need all the help we can get with in regards to positivity, showing us in a positive light with Black history. And she is doing an amazing, amazing job. I want to thank you guys for watching this video. I want you to like, follow, support, and share. I also want you to check out her web, duckduckgoose.com. I want you to go and also subscribe to her YouTube channel, because you'll be able to see some videos. How many times we look for videos with our likeness? That's positive, right? Well, she has all of that. And I don't know if she mentioned that or not about your videos. Tell them a little bit about your videos, hon. Tell them a little bit about that.
Okay. Yeah. Our videos are, we think, for three-year-olds up to, on up, even elementary school, because we started off with just the nursery rhyme. We're talking about Black history with nursery rhymes and songs and some stories. But we also mixed up a little hip hop in there too for the elementary school students, just because some of these were so fascinating that you just couldn't, a nursery rhyme just couldn't cut it. So you want to tell a little bit more, but either way, the children get it on that, in that flow. Music is so powerful. And so it's such a positive way to start your lesson plan. So you can go on YouTube, and even if you're not doing a lesson that day, go ahead and hit play, and you know what your children are watching. It's something positive. They're seeing themselves, and it's not just the regular everyday, just a regular character. These are real people, and reality is so much more interesting than fiction, I tell you. I have all the storybooks. I have them all. But when it's happening, when I glue their eyes on that screen, and it happens, we don't want it to happen. But sometimes we're cooking dinner, and we're like, there you go. And now you know there's something they can watch that's positive, and it'll enrich them also.
All right. We have another comment coming in. She says, not Black history, just history. They won't get this in school. For those new homeschoolers, you better take advantage of the time to teach your children what you want them to learn. That's an amen moment, if I don't say so myself. You are right. And so it's just so good to see ourselves depicted in curriculum, because as homeschoolers, if you are a minority, I should say, you don't usually see yourself depicted in any of the stories. Mm-hmm. And so it's good, and it's very, very important for children and when they're young to see representation of themselves. It's very important. And that's why I love what you're doing, because you're getting to our babies at a young age, helping them to see that I'm amazing. I'm awesome. I can do anything I want to do, because look what we done before.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So if we did this before, we can do this now. And it gives them that positivity to know that I can do anything. The only person that's holding me back is me.
Right. So no worries. A lot of people don't want to introduce their children to our history at a young age because they're afraid of the S word. And a lot of times you'll see biographies for young children. I was, third grade, or well, not third, even first grade. And it'll say Frederick Douglass was born a slave. Yeah, so right there, that's an untruth. He was not born a slave. That's an institution that's put on him. Now, everyone is born free. Now, if you say George Washington was born a slaveholder, now that is true. So we have to make sure that we're teaching our children at a young age that we don't have these boxes, as you were talking about. We are not inherently bad or wrong. We are so much more than that. That is not who we are as a people. So if we teach them about the essence of the person before we even introduce those words, you'll just watch how much they learn it, what they know about themselves and who we were, who we are, and who we can be. And I think it's very exciting to be able to do that. And then later on when it's time to put that S word on in there, because it's all there, we have to. They're ready for it. They're strong. They already know who they are as a person. And I just think it's important. So don't be afraid to introduce it young, because we're an amazing people. They need to know. I didn't want to get too deep. How about I get too deep?
No. It's appropriate. We need to get deep sometime. We ain't go too deep, but we will.
No.
On the surface. But one thing that I am loving is seeing, being able to have, to connect all the pieces, so to speak. Many times we know we want to teach Black history to our children, or like the viewer said, history in general. But we don't know how to pull it all together, because most of the time it's not in one spot. We have to dig, we have to look here and there. And so to have someone like GooseGooseDuck.com that is pulling it together, making it easy for us to share our history, is just amazing, because a lot of us are homeschoolers, moms and dads, and we work. A lot of us, maybe some of you, you actually are sick and you're homeschooling your children. Some of you are not moms and dads homeschooling. You're grandpa and grandma homeschooling your grandchildren. And I even know some aunts that are homeschooling their nieces and nephews. So whichever the case may be, it's always good to have a way that we can get the message across. We can trust the information and be able to share it in a fun way that's very like engaging and positive, and they see themselves in the representation. That's so important. Thank you, Monica. Oh, got another comment. I mean, y'all just blowing up on today, on this big old Friday. She said, this is wonderful and so true. Thank you. Thank you so much, viewer. So Monica, in closing, my dear, what would you like us, for those of, because we having so many people that is popping on at the end of our segment. So just give a quick little recap of what GooseGooseDuck.com, and please let us know where they can follow you on social media, where they can find your curriculum, even though I have it in the description, but you can just say it as well. And don't forget to reiterate the amazingness that you gave away on today. You know what I'm talking about. The S word.
Okay. All right. Check us out at GooseGooseDuck.com. What we do is introduce our young learners to notable Black Americans, and yes, American history, Americans. You can check us out on YouTube. If you go to GooseGooseDuck.com/watch now, you'll be able to go to YouTube, and please subscribe so it pops up there for your kids. Also, we have a great free sample for you of our lesson plans. Our lesson plans are easy to follow. They have all the materials you need right there, and it's about 4 to 6 weeks of interactive learning for your kids so they stay interested and excited. You can get your free sample packet. Go to GooseGooseDuck.com, Douglas Sample. Remember, that's three S's, last name Douglas, capital S-A-M-P-L-E. Just click, pick up your sample, and experience it with your children.
All right. Thank you. I'm making sure I clicked it so they can see it as you talk, honey. All right. So you guys, I want to thank everyone that has tuned in on today to watch this episode with the amazing founder and CEO of GooseGooseDuck.com, Miss Monica Dorsey. Yes. And she provides amazing, we were saying Black history. Well, we're going to just
go. Let's change it.
We're going to change that to history.
That's
our history. How about that? Thanks to our viewer that gave us a correction. You know, thank you, viewer. Our history told our way. You like that? Our history told our way. Yes, because it really is our history, and we want it told the right way. And boom, she is giving us this free sample. You can go check her out. Make sure that you also subscribe to her YouTube channel, because it's a clean videos that you can, like she said, turn it on, walk away, cook your food, do the things that you need to do. You don't have to worry about, oh, what did it say? Mm-hmm. And so this is a good thing that you can do for your kiddos. And I like how she has engaging STEM activities, art activities, video. You have a little bit of it all, Monica.
A little bit of everything. These kids, their minds are open right now. They are sponges. We have to take advantage of that. And if they're learning about these history figures while they're doing something fun, they're going to come back for more and more and more. You want them to eat it up. And as they age, they get older, they'll just love learning. And that's what we have to do. They have to love learning.
Yes. Thank you so much for coming on Heal the Honey Pot TV, being one of our amazing special guests, sharing with us how we can totally embrace and learn more of our history. For those of you who do not know, let me reiterate this again. This is Monica Dorsey, the owner of GooseGooseDuck.com. She also has her book, some of her curriculum on Amazon, I'm correct. So yes, I didn't hear her say that. So you know.
Oh, goodness sakes. Check out Amazon. Put in there Monica Dorsey. Put my name out there. My author's page will come up. Check. We have some wonderful, wonderful lesson plans. And you'll find something for the interest of any of your children. We have a lot more coming on the way.
Okay. So that will get you excited.
And come on. Get it.
As we know, what I really love is that your curriculum is not just for one day. It carries for weeks. Mm-hmm. It carries for weeks. So you don't have to be saying, oh, I need to plan again. No, she can carry you for a month or a month and a half with how her curriculum is built over time. It's not like dumping all the information on your child in one day and expect them to absorb it. It's helping them to develop a love for it where they come running, mama, daddy. Right. We're going to do our lesson today. That's what they do.
And don't be mad at me when they want to play their same games over 15, 20 times. They're learning. Okay. It'll happen. I've experienced it.
Well, thank you. She has her all-in-one curriculum, and it is parent-led lesson plans. It's engaging activities. She has literacy, STEM, art, crafts, and she introduced all of our amazing history in a positive, fun, informative, and engaging way. Monica, thank you so much for coming on Heal the Honey Pot TV. We enjoyed you. Everyone who is watching, make sure that you click the descriptions in the video. I have all her links to Amazon. I have her website. I have the link for you to actually go get your free sample, your sample, because y'all know y'all were running me up the wall about the samples. So now you have the link, so you click to get that Frederick Douglass. I also have the links for all of you who want to have Black-owned sanitary feminine hygiene products, all natural. You can click the link there. And for all you business owners that are looking for a simple, easy way to organize your business and also be able to service your customers in an easy, streamlined way and be able to account for everything, you can go ahead and click that link too about your business cards. You don't have to worry about buying all them business cards like you used to do back up in the day. We in 2020, time to reinvent and keep it moving. So we are getting ready to go. Thank you so much, Monica, for coming on today.
Thank you for having me. And also thank you for allowing me to support and empower women. It's very important. It starts young. Come on now. Thank you. I do appreciate this platform. Thank you.
Oh, you are most welcome. And hopefully when your new stuff start launching, you know, you need to pop back on so we can see what it is, because we need to alert them when your new stuff's going to pop up so they can go ahead and support you, because, honey, we need what you have. So thank you for developing it. And also, I forgot to say, she homeschooled too. So she's doing this for all of us and her babies. And my baby. I homeschool. She's doing it for our babies. So thank you, Monica, for everything that you're doing, not only for your family, but for all of us, and displaying our history. That's our way, on our terms, in a positive way. On that note, everyone, thank you so much for tuning in on this episode of Heal the Honey Pot TV. We will see you next time with another amazing business owner that you need to know and pay attention to. So stay tuned on my post to see who's going to be the next person. Woo, we have some good ones, as you can see. Talk to you later. Have a great, amazing rest of your day. Bye. Thank you for tuning in to this week's episode of Homeschooling in Oils, the place to be to learn all about
homeschooling, education, wellness, and life. We talk about the uncomfortable in order to make you comfortable, to let you know that you're not alone with the struggles and the challenges that comes with homeschooling. But along those lines, there are many blessings and so many great benefits of homeschooling your children and drawing close to your beautiful families through the essence of homeschooling with your family. So make sure that you follow us on all the different social media platforms at Homeschooling and Oils on Facebook, Instagram, and also YouTube. But after listening to this video and you're still feeling a little bit confused, a little bit frustrated, and you wanted to stop, well, you need to make sure that you go to Homeschooling Oils on Facebook and send us a personal message to Coach Tina Ramsey so that she can create for you a customized homeschooling plan designed for your family to win on your epic journey of homeschooling. Right now, she still has coaching consultations available for you. So make sure to get on her list today to get your personal coaching consultation with her and find out the details. Again, we appreciate you and thank you for being a part of our Homeschooling and Oils family. We'll talk to you later. Bye.